everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. I'm your host, Dr. Linda Mental, the relationship doctor, and I'm here along with my co-host, Chris Weigel. And every weekend, we're here, we're doing life together. And as always, we're so glad that you've joined us.
That's right, Dr. Linda. This weekend, something special. We are joined by Steve Seiler from Nashville via Skype. He's with Music for the Soul, the ministry he founded in 2001. Music for the Soul is a community of professional musicians, therapists, pastors, and ministry leaders committed to offering life-giving resources to those whose hearts are hungry for understanding, self-worth, wholeness, and peace.
The idea is to bring healing to people through song. And so when I first saw him and looked at what he was doing, Chris, because of my business of being a therapist, I just thought what he was doing was fantastic. And through music, what happens is they tackle life's toughest issues in ways that can be heard, remembered, and revisited. And each song is crafted with input from the people who have either suffered from whatever the topic is, or they consult professional counselors or professional therapists. And the results of all of that are an honest and a real offering to the public on a path to healing and a promise of hope, which is just so needed in our culture today. So it's an honor to bring forth musicforthesoul.org. And today we're going to focus on the topic of hurt related to pregnancy loss and miscarriage. So, Steve, we're glad to have you.
Thank you so much for having me, Linda and Chris. It's great to be with you.
I know Steve is a very humble person. He would never tell you all the stuff I'm going to tell you about him right now. So he is a Dove Award-winning songwriter, and he has a long, long library.
Steve has had more than 500 of his songs recorded in the Christian pop and country markets. Nominated for multiple Dove Awards, Steve won Inspirational Song of the Year with I Will Follow Christ, Circle of Friends, and Not Too Far From Here are the best known of his 9 number one contemporary Christian songs and 45 top 10 singles.
He's also the author of 2 books, The Praise and Worship Devotional and Music for the Soul, Healing for the Heart, Lessons from a Life in Song. And he loves the Lord. He's a dear friend. So welcome, Steve Seiler. That's your official welcome.
Okay. Well, thanks. I feel really a part of the group now.
You do. So. You don't like to talk about all the Grammy people you've worked with, but I think that's something that people need to recognize because it says a lot about the heart change that you had from working in the pop music world to now doing something that has to do with eternal values.
Well, I just got to the point where I felt like I wasn't following the path that God had for my life, and I felt like he had made that clear. So as much as I appreciate all those opportunities that I had and the incredibly talented people I got to work with and learn from, I feel like banging a drum from 20 years ago is just not really appropriate.
Well, I think one of the things that I would see about that, Steve, is God uses all the experiences in our life to prepare us
Absolutely.
For other things in our life. So the fact that you worked with such top-rated people probably gave you a sense of excellence with the music that you're doing now, don't you think? May have been a connector?
Yes, and I pray and really hold to that standard of excellence for our ministry. I think, you know, if you're going to do something and say that it's of God, then it ought to be excellent both in content and execution. And so naturally, having been raised in that kind of an environment in Los Angeles, I got very used to the best musicians and the best singers and the best engineers. And Nashville is just loaded with that kind of talent. And what's so exciting about Nashville is that so many of those people are not only super duper talented, but they're also believers and they want to give their time and energy to projects that honor the Lord and bless his people.
Steve, we heard one of your songs recently. It's on miscarriage. We wanted to play it on the program today because we know that many of our listeners have gone through this this experience. Tell us how common this is and why you decided to do a healing song on the topic of miscarriage.
Well, I didn't know how common it was until after I wrote the first song. But what I've learned is that 1 in 4 couples who are pregnant have had a miscarriage. And the way this project came about, usually I tell people God selects our projects. I'd like to say that, you know, when people say I'm the director of Music for the Soul, I kind of laugh because I'm really not in charge of much. I was at the AACC World Conference, a place Linda knows well, and I was standing in our booth, and there were, you know, thousands of people milling around on the conference floor, and a woman came up to our booth and picked up our project, Drink Deep, which is 14 songs for folks who are grieving. And after she looked at it for a minute, she looked up at me and started telling me about her 2 miscarriages. And by the time she was done sharing this story, I mean, the tears were just pouring down her face. And when she walked away from our booth, I had to process. So I actually sort of closed the booth and sat down and wrote the lyric to a song called Before We Said Hello right then and there on the spot. What was interesting about that is that our two previous projects, one had been called Mercy Great Enough, which is for people who have remorse over an abortion in their past. The next one was called Under My Skin, which is for people doing the challenging work of adopting a child. So to have this woman come up and kind of stay in that lane, so to speak, of issues around children and childbirth was just kind of interesting. And shortly thereafter, I met Becky Nordquist, who sings our song, at a live event I was doing in Grand Rapids, and, you know, learned about her miscarriages and the stillbirth in her life, and learned that she was a singer. And so she wound up singing Before We Said Hello, and one thing led to another, and before you know it, we were down the road on a project.
We're going to have to go to a short break here in just a minute, but before we do that, Steve, I just want to mention, you said something about the project Drink Deep, and that is one of my favorite resources. It comes in the form of a sympathy card. It's actually a card that you can give to people, and when you don't know what to say to somebody with a deep loss, really, this card does it for you. It's called Drink Deep. It's beautifully designed. It has 14 songs that walk you through the grief journey, and it's so helpful to people. And I've given that card to people, and they have just been so blessed by that and so ministered. They can go back, they can listen to the song. So I know that's not our focus today. When we come back from our break, we're going to talk about more on miscarriage and pregnancy loss, and you'll hear that song that Becky sang, and it's beautiful. It's going to touch you. So more in a moment with Steve Seiler after the break.
Hey, it's Chris from the Dr. Linda Mental Radio Show. Dr. Linda's latest book is titled Living Beyond Pain. It gives practical tools to anyone who is living with chronic pain and wants to get his or her life back on track. Recently, Dr. Linda's listeners had questions about pain, and she answers those questions with tips from her book, Living Beyond Pain.
I was really upset with my daughter when she told me that the pain that I was feeling was all in my head and that I should be able to just think it away. Dr. Linda, is that true?
Yeah, so that brings up such an important point about pain. Pain is a perception that comes from the activity that's in the brain. Based on that, you could say it's all in your head,
right?
Because it is physiologically in your head and emotionally in your head because of the way pain perception develops in the brain. But you're not making it up. And that's the clear difference. It's in the brain. It's remembered. It involves past learning and emotions that you experience. We have this little saying when I'm teaching about pain to medical students. I always say the bane of pain is mainly in the brain.
That sounds like something that Eliza Doolittle would say.
Yeah, where it came from.
That's right.
But it is really a protective system that is turned on. And it's sensory, it's emotional, it's cognitive. It involves your body sensations. And the work in dealing with chronic pain is to really desensitize your brain so that you can turn down that volume of pain. If you change your pain perception, that's the goal when we're working with people with pain. We're not teaching them to think away their pain, but work on those factors that turn up or down the volume of pain.
Hey, thanks, Dr. Linda. If you would like a copy of Dr. Linda Mental's book, Living Beyond Pain, go to drlindamental.com, or you can find Living Beyond Pain anywhere books are sold online.
Letting Go of Worry by Dr. Linda Mental, available on her website at drlindamental.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Linda Mental Show with our special guest, Steve Seiler, founder and director of musicforthesoul.org. I want to remind you to check out Dr. Linda's website, drlindamental.com, and that's where you'll find her blogs, books, and you can connect on social media. And you will want to get a copy of Dr. Linda's latest book, Living Beyond Pain. It's a book that will help anyone living with pain get their life back. And of course, don't forget, you can listen to this program on iTunes.
That's right, Chris. And tell your friends or family members about this podcast and the music that we're about to hear that can bring healing and comfort to so many of life challenges. Today, we are focusing on pregnancy loss and miscarriage, one of the many, many topics of the Music for the Soul Library. Steve knows I'm his number one fan of the healing music that he produces. So please go to musicforthesoul.org and look at their library. There's going to be something in there that will touch you, that will relate to you or somebody you know that you can send to a family or a friend. Well, let's not wait any longer. Let's get into the song by Music for the Soul.
We were so We prepared a place for you inside our hearts. Oh, how you were wanted. We had plans and dreams. Then in an instant, it all came apart. Like a flower that was crushed before it could bloom. Like a story just begun that ended much too soon. A grave love interrupted that has no place to go. We said goodbye before we said hello. They say you're in heaven, and someday I'll see you. But that doesn't fill the ache I'm feeling now. Your life was so special,
so special,
such a miracle. Now life goes on, but I just don't know how. Like a flower that was crushed before it could bloom. Like a story just begun that ended much too soon. We grieve the child who's living in our hearts.
Wow. Not the first time I've heard that song, and I have to tell you, as someone who experienced a miscarriage, first time I heard it, I was tearing up, and
right.
It's been a long time since I had that miscarriage happen in my own life, Chris and Steve. So the power of that song to evoke such emotion in me and other people is going to be something that people will really relate to.
Steve, how can friends and family in a situation like this show support for a family who's been through a miscarriage?
The number one thing, I think, is to recognize the loss. What I've heard from so many people is that they feel like they have an invisible grief. The child, in the case of a miscarriage, was never born. And in the case of a stillbirth, no one met the child. So the grief is sort of invisible to those family and friends. And so there's a tendency, it makes them uncomfortable. And there's a tendency to kind of, you know, not want to bring it up. You know, they don't want to say something awkward. And so often they resort to saying things that are actually hurtful. I've heard so many times things like, well, you know, God must have needed another angel, or you're young, you can always have another. You know, these comments are very, very hurtful. And what people really need to do is be willing to just listen. You know, it's okay to say, I'm so sorry, and then just listen. Create space for a person to be able to share, to give the person the opportunity to talk about their child. You know, Becky always says, your baby's life matters. You are not alone. And notice that's present tense. that the life matters, even though it's not going to be lived out in the way that we experience those who live and grow old with us. That's a person. Their life matters, and the person who's grieving that needs to know that they're not alone in that grief.
There was a couple friend of ours that we had, and a miscarriage happened. And the next time that I saw this couple, you know, I said hello to the husband, and all I did was just give the wife a hug, an extra pat on the back, and she she broke down in tears. I didn't even need to put into words what had happened.
Right. You were just there for her.
Right.
Yeah, I think one of the things that really took me off guard when it happened was that my body had been preparing for a pregnancy. So there were a lot of emotional, you know, things that were going on in my body related to hormone changes.
Yes.
My physical body had changed. And I remember that I woke up in the middle of the night, and I woke up Norm, and I said, something's wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm pregnant anymore.
Oh, wow.
That's one of the things that we don't think about, because now your body has geared up for pregnancy. And then some women have to go in and get a DNC, or they, you know, they'll lose the baby in their home from a natural process. But you are not pregnant then suddenly. So not only are you dealing with the loss, but you're dealing with a massive change in your physical body and your emotions toward that pregnancy. So it is complicated. And I think it is good to take the lead of the couple by acknowledging the loss, especially acknowledging to the husband. Because a lot of people don't say anything, and it hits the husband a little bit later.
You know, listening to you speak, Linda, what I'm reminded of is that you're literally going from the emotion of joy and anticipation to grief in one fell swoop. And then you add to that the hormonal transition being interrupted, you know, that pregnancy sets in motion. It's just a lot. One of the things Becky has told me that she hears from a lot of women who feel suicidal after that.
And I think one of the things that does help people, especially, you know, if you're in the process, you've already named the baby, you've already chosen a name, you've really, you know, thought a lot about how you're going to bring that child into your family, it's okay to use the name of the baby and to talk to people very specifically about that child. Sometimes people that are grieving need some time alone, but then they also like to connect with other people. And when you use the name of the baby, if they've given a name to that child, it really does bring sort of a realness to it and a personal, intimate part to it that really is helpful, I think, as well. Have you heard any other reactions to the song that people have told you?
Oh, yes.
Share a few of those.
I think the one that was the most startling to me was a woman who had a miscarriage 62 years ago.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And had never publicly shared her story. I think the thing that music does, it unlocks this stored trauma. When she gave birth to her child, apparently the doctors, this was a long time ago, of course, they didn't know any better. I guess we'll forgive them. But she said they just threw the child in the trash can and offered no consolation whatsoever. And so here's this thing that she's carried all these years. And to think that a song would give her permission to finally grieve and bring this out into the light and share her story. When I heard that, I thought, if we only wrote the song for her, it's enough. I mean, it just, you know, very touching.
Steve, when you talk to other music professionals in your line of work, and they see a topic like this that you attack and go after, what do they say to you? Do they say, wow, Steve, that takes a lot of guts to address this type of thing?
Well, lots of people will ask me, how can you write a song about, you know, fill in the blank. I mean, we've done songs on pornography and eating disorders and suicide, grief, and, you know, you name it. And I always say the same thing. The songs are really not about those things. The songs are about human pain, human suffering, human healing, restoration, the process we go to, you know, being broken in order that we can bless others. It's all about human relationship. And so as long as you focus there and the healing that Christ can bring to us in the midst of all of this, it's not that hard. It's deeply rewarding, actually. Like that story I just shared, there's no way for me to convey what that means to me as a creator. And I think when songwriters hear these songs, they get that. Because whatever you're writing about, your goal is always to touch people, to move people, whether it's to bring them joy or happiness or just make them want to dance. You know what I mean?
Well, today on the Dr. Linda Mental Show, our guest is Steve Seiler, founder and director of musicforthesoul.org. And we've got lots more with Steve coming up right here after the break on the Dr. Linda Mental Show.
Are your priorities all out of line? Are you running through the kitchen because the sight of dishes in the sink is more than you can bear? Or avoiding the laundry room for fear a pile of dirty jeans will jump up and grab you? Are extra hours spent at work or outside commitments taking a toll on your home and family? Hi, I'm Dr. Linda Mintel, the relationship doctor. And if this sounds anything like your house, you may have a priority problem. Getting your priorities in line might feel like trying to rein in a bucking bronco, but it can be done. Here are a few keys. Take small steps. Don't try to attack laundry and housekeeping all at once. Spread the work out and enlist the help of family members. And don't put things off. Piling another dish and a cup in the sink won't help. Instead, try and stay ahead by handling cleaning up more regularly. Look, we all have occasions when we have to hurry off and leave a job or two undone. But if this is your habit, you may need a priority adjustment, and you can do it one step at a time.
You're listening to the Dr. Linda Mintel Show, and Dr. Linda has written numerous books that you can find on her website, drlindamintel.com, and her latest book is Living Beyond Pain, a book to help those who live with chronic pain get their life back. And Dr. Linda, great response to that book.
That's right. It's really something that was a response to the opioid crisis, trying to get people to deal with pain with non-pharmacological methods and tools. So it's very practical. So real excited. Get a copy of that for somebody you know. 100 million people struggling with chronic pain.
Well, speaking of pain, let's get back to today's topic. It's a conversation about pregnancy loss and miscarriage with special guest Steve Seiler from Music for the Soul.
So in a minute, Chris, we're going to listen to another one of those songs from that topic, pregnancy loss and miscarriage. And it's a song about hope and healing. It's going to encourage you. But before we do that, Steve, tell us a little bit about that song and how it came about.
Becky Nordquist, who's our singer and also the author of the devotional book that contains the songs, she went through 20 months of loss at one point in her life that included, amongst other things, 5 miscarriages and then the stillbirth of her son, Nicholas. And we were talking about that, about the stillbirth, and I've seen pictures of the funeral of Nicholas, and she shared with me about him. And she said that one of the ways that she found hope was that she imagined Nicholas playing with Jesus in heaven.
Wow.
She said, I just see him on heaven's playground, and he's not sad. He's happy. He's joyful. And there's no pain there for him. She said, do you think there's a song there? And naturally, not only did I think there was a song there, I thought there was a powerful, powerful message of hope and healing there. So Becky and I and a lyricist that I just love, a dear friend of mine, Tony Wood, we met at Tony's home and sat down and one evening and wrote the song Heaven's Playground, which is what you're about to hear. And as we were putting together the front cover image for the book, the only picture Becky has of Nicholas is of his feet. You know, when they take baby's feet and press them on. So she has an image of his feet. And she said to me, you know, his feet never touched the earth.
Wow, that's amazing.
But now, thanks to this song and this book, they're going to go all around the world. And that just blessed me so much to think that, you know, that, yes, Nicholas is in heaven. But I know it has to be pleasing to the Lord and to Nicholas to be able to see his mom have the joy of sharing his story and helping others in this way, because her heart is to help the wounded, bind up their wounds through the hope of Christ.
Well, the song Heaven's Playground, when I listened to it, it put a smile on my face and it put a little joy into my heart. And so that's the hope and the healing that you'll find from the song. Let's listen to it, Heaven's Playground.
Sometimes sunshine and blue skies, and children running free, and suddenly I'm smiling to see you there with Jesus, to know you're home and happy. Thank you.
Sometimes when I miss you, sorrow casts a shadow. I linger with the sadness and feel the things I feel. But then I remember in this very moment, you're living in His presence, and forever you are healed, and you'll never know pain. You'll only know love. You'll never know tears in the land of joy above, where laughter is the only sound on heaven's playground. The only way these arms could let you go, yes, to know whose arms would take you in. The one who loved you first will hold you till I hold you again. You'll never know pain.
Hey, Steve, thanks so much for those beautiful songs, and there's more in your library. We loved having you today.
Thank you.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Many thanks to our producer, Norm Mintel, our engineer, and my co-host, Chris Weigel, who makes the show a conversation. And special thanks to Steve Seiler for sharing his music from Music for the Soul, musicforthesoul.org. From all of us here at Faith Radio, we'll talk to you next weekend. In the meantime, remember, we're here, we're doing life together, and it's better when you don't have to do it alone. Well, thanks for listening to this conversation from the Dr. Linda Mintel Show. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can make a gift now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link with a friend and helping us grow the impact of the Dr. Linda Mintel Show. Also, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player, and you'll never miss a show.